The WTO ruling this week on country of origin labeling kind of overshadowed another ruling last week against India that will get U.S. poultry growers back into a $300 million market. American Farm Bureau trade specialist Dave Salmonson says the WTO decision confirms the necessity for science-based reasoning in banning food imports.
The decision came down squarely against the reasoning that India took and the methods that they used to ban U.S. primarily poultry imports. I think it was a very strong and important decision that upholds the value of science-backed decision-making and the use of international standards in dealing with food safety issues. We always have to keep in mind that India could appeal this, so nothing's going to happen immediately, but we feel good that at the end of the day, there'll be a market estimated to be right now worth over $300 million annually if U.S. poultry exports can go into India, and certainly a potential there for a lot of growth.
And that appeals process is one reason why National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says there is no immediate concern about trade retaliation by Mexico and Canada after this week's negative ruling on COOL.
They're a long ways away from retaliation. You know, they've been talking about that for about 2 years already. And when they first started talking about it, they were talking about it sort of with the idea that people will think it's imminent. And here we are 2 years later, and we're still a long ways away from them ever being able to implement retaliatory measures. And it's because the WTO process is a long, time-consuming process. You have to get to the point where the WTO says, okay, you've won this, now you're entitled to pursue retaliatory measures. Then they have to prove loss. And, you know, that might be a little bit hard to prove, given that imports in Canada are up significantly from the time that this last rule was put in place.
However, Colin Woodall with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says retaliation is only part of the concern when it comes to the COOL ruling.
We spend a lot of effort in trying to take down trade barriers, trying to make sure that we don't have artificial rules or regulations that keep us out of countries. But yet, with country of origin labeling, that's exactly what we have done. And as other countries look at our reaction here, that will have a huge impact on how they want to engage with the United States. And we have a lot of trade deals outstanding, including the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TTIP, and then also our continued efforts to get back into China. And if any of those governments or any of those countries look at this as a situation where they just can't count on the United States to live up to their trade commitments, then it could hurt our long-term trade portfolio. And that is a big concern for us as we look at COOL.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.